This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Members of Parliament raise concerns over development, security and governance in today's House session. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasizes the need to make efforts to eradicate leprosy under the Healthy Campaign, Healthy Nepal campaign more dynamic and effective. And the US and the UK expected to announce a deal to reduce tariffs today. Now the news in detail. In today's House of Representatives meeting, lawmakers collectively drew the government's attention to pressing issues, including contemporary politics, infrastructure development, national unity, security and good governance. During the session, MPs alleged irregularities and collusion in the tender process of Dolpa's Jagdulla Hydropower project, urging a thorough investigation. They emphasized that public procurement must adhere strictly to legal procedures. Lawmakers also highlighted a fatal accident in Kathmandu's Tinkune, where a bus collided with a van and a motorcycle, attributing such incidents to driver negligence and the operation of vehicles over 20 years old. They urged the government to adopt timely preventive measures. Concerns were raised about the police misconduct in the Tarai Mades region, with MPs accusing security forces of harassing citizens rather than ensuring their safety. They called for reforms to make security mechanisms more citizen-friendly. In the Zero Hour, lawmakers expressed apprehension about the potential India-Pakistan conflict, urging the government to ensure Nepali citizens' safety in both countries and prepare for possible regional impacts on national security. Additionally, MPs pointed out water scarcity in hilly districts, high tariffs hindering water projects, and a shortage of fertilizers during the paddy planting season, pressing the government to ensure adequate supply. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has emphasized the need to make efforts to eradicate leprosy under the Healthy Nepal campaign more dynamic and effective. Addressing the inaugural session of the Nepal Leprosy Conference organized by the Ministry of Health and Population and various organizations in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli noted that while the prevalence of leprosy had dropped below 1 per 10,000 people in Nepal, complete eradication still remain the goal. Prime Minister Oli urged citizens to adopt a proper diet, lifestyle and care to stay healthy and treat infectious diseases like leprosy through regular medication. Reflecting on personal hardships, he mentioned how torture during the Panchayat regime led to his kidney failure. Prime Minister Oli assured legal amendments to prevent discrimination against leprosy patients and promote awareness through media and technology, urging Health Ministry to facilitate these efforts. In response to escalating tensions between India and Pakistan, joint security patrols by Nepali and Indian forces have been increased along the Nepal-India border in Rupandehi district. The Armed Police Force, Nepal's 27th Battalion, has ramped up security measures to ensure vigilance in the border areas. Chief of the 27th Battalion, SP Mekrat Joshi, reported that mobile patrols and checkpoints had been expanded beyond regular operations. Joint and solo patrols, foot patrols along the border and inspections of suspicious items are being conducted, with additional personnel deployed to strengthen the efforts. The battalion spokesperson said, adding that daily coordination with India's Sahastra Seema Bal, SSP, were being held for effective monitoring. Thorough checks are being conducted on travelers entering Nepal, while the SSB oversees inspections for those crossing into India. National Security Council yesterday held a meeting to assess the regional situation and enhance border security measures in response to the India-Pakistan tensions. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak emphasized that transitional justice must prioritize victims to reach a conclusive resolution. Speaking at an event organized by the National Human Rights Commission in Lalitpur on the implementation of the UN Security Council resolutions 1325 and 1820 concerning women, peace and security, Minister Lekhak reiterated the government's commitment to addressing transitional justice as a top priority. He highlighted that recent legal frameworks had been finalized to address long-pending cases, particularly those involving sexual violence, where no compromise was acceptable. Minister Lekhak said the government was fully focused on delivering justice to victims and would address transitional justice swiftly. He stressed the importance of victim participation, noting the formation of a victim coordination unit under the new law to ensure their representation. Home Minister Lekhak also underscored the government's dedication to implementing resolutions 1325 and 1820, which ensured the protection and participation of conflict-affected women. Representatives from the Home Ministry, NHRC and local governments also echoed the need for coordinated efforts and effective programs to address victims' rights and needs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Tensions between India and Pakistan have sharply escalated following last month's Pahalgam attack that killed 26 people in India's retaliatory airstrikes. Over the past 14 consecutive nights, India says Pakistan troops have repeatedly violated the 2021 ceasefire agreement, targeting Indian positions along the 740-kilometer-long line of control, the de facto border dividing India and Pakistan. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has said that Pakistan responded to India's strikes by downing Indian jets, a claim Delhi has not confirmed. Pakistan says 31 people have been killed and 57 injured by airstrikes in Pakistan by India and Pakistan-administered Kashmir and the firing along the line of control. Meanwhile, India's army says at least 15 civilians were killed by Pakistani shelling on its side of the de facto border. India says the missile strikes overnight yesterday were a response to a deadly militant attack on Indian tourists in Pahalgam last month. Islamabad has denied its involvement. Indian-administered Kashmir has seen a decade-long insurgency which has claimed thousands of lives. India and Pakistan both claim Kashmir in full. The U.S. and the United Kingdom are expected to announce a deal to reduce tariffs today. Last night, U.S. President Donald Trump said there would be a big news conference this evening to announce a major trade deal with a highly respected country. Most goods imported to the United States from the United Kingdom face 10% tariffs with higher rates on steel, aluminium, and cars. The United Kingdom also charges tariffs on some U.S. goods. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There were also chances of light snowfall and rainfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Members of Parliament raise concerns over development, security and governance in today's House session. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasizes the need to make efforts to eradicate leprosy under the Healthy Nepal campaign more effective and dynamic. And the United States and the United Kingdom expected to announce a deal to reduce tariffs today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.